Hi, Gloria Lightbecker here with Healing You. This afternoon, it's such a beautiful fall day. I got to thinking about what I'm passionate about. And what I'm passionate about is what this conversation's all about. It's about healing. It's about healing from deep inside our heart and soul to awaken to who we were created to be. I love life. I love all the seasons of life. Some I enjoy more than others. And there's so many amazing experiences that I get to have in each of these seasons. And no matter the elements, there's something to savor. Right now, I'm hearing the school bus bringing children home and dogs barking to greet their kiddos as they return. There's a plane overhead and my herd's a little restless. They're about ready for their evening meal. I remember being a kid and coming home on the school bus, and I couldn't wait to run up the hill and to be greeted by the family dog, to go out and play in the barn and see my cats. We had lots of critters when I was growing up. I especially loved the horses. Even when I was too little to get to ride by myself, I'd still go out and sit on the horse and pretend I was going all kinds of places. Having a very vivid imagination has served me well. It allows me to dream big and to step outside of the box. And what I've discovered in my life is having that capacity to dream big and step outside of the box. It's a big part of what helps healing be possible. Since I've been on my healing journey, I have been able to relish and savor each opportunity I have to time travel back to those yesteryear children, those yesterday young women and middle-aged women, and maybe my yesterday self, in order to slow down, to recognize what was it in the moment that wasn't caught? What was the tenderness in that moment that was needing accompaniment? And to know that the experience mattered. A lot of healing is as simple as that and as profound as that too. I call it simple because in a lot of ways it is. And I call it profound because it's incredibly profound to be able to allow something that was not spoken of or shared with another person or hardly even acknowledged to ourselves, to allow that experience to be welcomed, to make sense, to be sat with, and to feel how it shifts and changes and transforms in a minute, a miracle. It is a miracle. And nature and animals have been a huge part of that journey for me. That's why I thought I'd come out here and sit on my swing. My husband's an amazing guy. He went out and he found an old school swing set. See, there's one of my kitties. And he also found a slide. I don't know if you can see it over there. There's a slide over there in the background. Now my grandchildren and my clients get to enjoy it. It's important to take time. To take time to be in nature, to allow your whole sense of self to be restored and replenished. Slowing down to enjoy this life. like it's the first moment that you woke up. That's possible, folks. That's possible when you take the time to really be present and to develop your capacity each day a little bit more. So how about today? How about you take time to go for a walk, to be in nature, to go pet a dog or a cat or a horse? Take time to be relational. Remember what you enjoyed the most as a child and give yourself permission to take a little time today. And remember in this moment how much that means to you. Thanks for being on this journey with me. Healing you.